death? The Bible says it's precious.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry. Now, Ken, what you just said there sounds like what we would call an oxymoron. Death and precious are two words that just don't go together, at least in my mind.
Well, you're right. Indeed, it's surprising to see the two words together. But that's just what God says in Psalm 116, verse 15. The Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Now, obviously, God has a different view of death than most of us. And the only way to understand this verse is to go back to the book of Genesis. In the Garden of Eden, God walked with Adam, enjoying perfect fellowship with him. But Adam's sin broke this relationship. And the consequence of Adam's sin was eternal separation from God. But God wanted to restore this lost relationship. And for us to dwell with God in heaven forever, we must put off this old body. Paul says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So this dead body needs to be changed into an immortal body. God made this new life possible through the sacrifice of his Son. We get this new body through death. Paul said that now for us to die is gain because we'll all be with Christ. The death of God's saints means that they'll dwell with him. Well, that's precious.
If there's a God, why do we see so much death and suffering in the world? For the Bible's answer, read Ken Ham's witnessing booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering? It's yours free when you go to AnswersRadio.com.